Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli. We begin at the start of Masechta Demai, Daf Aleph and Aleph at the Mishnah. Hakalin Sheba Demai, Hashisin Va'rimin, Va'uzadin, Uvenoth Shuach, Uvenoth Shikma, Va'novelois, Hatama, Va'goifonim, Va'nitzpe, Va'yehuda, Oig, Va'choymetz, Va'kuspe. There were fruits about which the Chachamim were lenient and didn't require separating masses. They are Shittin, which is wild figs, Rimin, which is the jujube fruit, Sorb apples, wild white figs, young sycamore figs, unripe dates, gufnum, which are late grapes, and caper berries. And in the region of Yehuda, they were also lenient about sumac, which is a type of cashew, vinegar, and kusbur, which is coriander. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hashisin, paturois, chutz mishal yufra, v'chol harimin, paturin, chutz merimei shikma, v'chol benos shikma, paturois, chutz min ha-mustafois. Rabbi Yehuda says that all wild figs are exempt except for yufra, that grows twice a year. All women are exempt except for women of Shikmona, and all young sycamore figs are exempt except for Mustafos. The Gemara says, "Amar Yochanan, lefisha roiv minim halalu ein bayim elamina hefka lefikach manu oisam chachamim." Yochanan says the Chachamim gave this list because most of these species come from hefka. Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, Lo Shono Ela Demai, Avol Vadai Chayovim. Rav Shimon Lakish says that the Chacham only taught Demai, but definite produce that has not been tithed, definite tevel, is obligated. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Lo Shnia Ben Demai Ben Vadai Paturim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, whether Demai or definite tevel, they are exempt. The Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shono Ela Demai, Avol Vadai Chayovim. The question against Rabbi Yochanan is that the Mishnah itself implies that only Demai and not definite tevel, when it is obligated, is exempt, when it says the fruits for which the Chachamim were lenient, because they are Demai and not definite. Rabbi Lo, Lefi shebechol mokim u'mokim lechoshev ela demai v'achar le'asinan ela vadai. The answer Rabbi Lo gives that the lenient cases of the Mishnah also include definite cases. Demai is mentioned because it's the subject of the entire Masechta. Masnisim Masaya le Rabbi Yochanan. We have a later Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Mikaziv la'alon potam ela demai u'shnihi mikaziv la'alon ben demai ben vadai v'achar le'shnia ben demai ben vadai. So this support for Rabbi Yochanan comes from the Mishnah in Halacha Gimel. It says, from Kaziv, which is the northern edge of Eretz Yisrael, and beyond, is exempt from Demai. Since Kaziv is beyond, and beyond is not part of Eretz Yisrael, even definite produce, which is tevel, which is not tithed, is also exempt from tithing. And the same is true of our Mishnah, that it also applies to definite tevel. Masnisa peliga ad Reish Lakish. Im hayu nishmoim hayovim ikram lo min ahefka hayim boim. And the test of Demai we bring as a question against the Reish Lakish. It says, if these species listed in our Mishnah that are usually Hefka were guarded by the Amar Oretz owner, they're obligated in Masters. And this is assumed to mean that as long as the Amar Oretz owner guarded them, even if the rest of the world discards them, they're obligated. But since most of these fruits come from Hefka, the Amar Oretz will not refrain from tithing them. So why are they now obligated? Patala acha roiv nishmoim, asachami im a roiv nishmoim, divakol chayovim, ben demai, ben vadai, im ein a roiv nishmoim, divakol pturim, ben demai, ben vadai. The answer is that Tosefta means that if most people of that area guard it, the Amarat will refrain from tithing and the buyer is therefore obligated, whether it's demai or whether it's definite tevel. If most people don't guard it, all agree that it's exempt, whether it's demai or whether it's definite tevel. Mechza mechza, leith yochel, the tanina, mechza mechza. The question is, and if you say that perhaps the dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is when exactly half the people guard it, it was already taught in the Mishnah Maseches Machshirin that half and half is demai. Am Rabbi Zeira leisofta v'hakalim sheba demai ela demai atzmai, I should say. Rabbi Zeira says that the phrase half and half here is not speaking about the lenient ones, it's referring to regular, so to speak, important produce that's obligated in trumas and maisers, and therefore half and half is obligated. Our Mishnah is discussing inferior fruit that can be assumed to be hefka, where it could be that Rabbi Yochanan exempted even definite tevel, Reish Lakish is lenient if they are demai.